Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your wake-up call. Wake up the passion in God's purpose in you. Purchase Wake Up Call, the book by Arthur Pastor Annie Sally. Tune in to Wake Up Call Radio Show. Join host Pastor Warren and Annie Sally and their guests for a powerful dialogue. Real talk for everyone. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
There's an army rising up, yeah, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Hello, and welcome to the Wake Up Call Inspirational Moments. I'm Pastor Annie Sally, author, life coach, radio, and TV show host. Well, today I'm here. I want to speak with you from the topic, Stay on the Wall. Early on in December, we started to talk about several things you must do in order to win in 2017. Let's recap. First, you must confront the giants in your life. You must confront them. You confront the giants by doing an introspection and observation. You identify those giants through introspection and observation. You do that internally and you do that externally. This is how you confront the giants in your life. And when I talk about internal giants, I'm talking about the negative thoughts, self-talk. I'm talking about taught behavior, taught affirmations that you speak daily over your life and concerning your situations. So then we're going to have to be mindful as to how we speak and what we speak. The Bible says that we have the power of life and death in our tongue. So as a man thinketh, so is he. If we speak negative, then we will give birth to negativity. We will give birth to what we speak. So be mindful of how you speak. Going forth in 2017, be mindful of how you speak concerning your life, concerning your situation, concerning your family, concerning your future. Do that introspection on a daily basis. You have to be very mindful. You're going to have to be strategic as to how you win in 2017. And then you're going to have to cut down the areas that have been impeding you. And the areas that have been impeding you and impeding you are the self-talk, negative self-talk. And then allowing people in your environment that speaks the very same thing against you and against what you are about. And negative self-talk, another way to analyze what is negative and what is not. What does the Word of God say concerning you? If it's not according to the Word of God, then guess what? It's negative. Because the Bible says, behold, all things become new. So now that you're in Christ Jesus, or you're inspiring to give him your life, when you take on that characteristic, you take on a different mindset. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world in Romans 12:2, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So what I'm telling you, you're going to have to give yourself a new mind concept. You're going to have to put the Word of God in. The Word of God will drive out those negative self-talk, okay? Then you're going to have to confront the external giants, the giants in your environment, the giants that you allow to speak into your spirit, the negative talkers, the soothsayers, the naysayers, the onlookers, and that are speaking negative and that allow you, it comes to engraft that spirit inside of you. And a lot of times we don't understand because we affiliate ourselves with people because that's just natural. That's our natural part of us. That's a natural instinct. Okay, so you love people and you love to affiliate yourself with people, and that's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that. However, you want to affiliate yourself with people that are building you and not and not people that are destroying you or tearing you down. That's a good way to say it. So confront the giants. Then we talked about step two. We have to take down the giants. Take down the giants. You first have to confront them. Then you have to take it down. Take down the giants. You take the giants down through the word of God. You take the giants down by not only confronting it, but bringing it into captivity. Every thought, everything that easily besets you, everything that gets you off track, you take it down. You bring those thoughts into captivity. Those are spiritual wickedness in high places, and they come to kill, steal, and to destroy you. And so now it brings us to my topic today. It's time to stay on the wall. Stay on the wall. If you want to win in 2017, you're going to have to confront the giants. You're going to have to take down the giants, and then you have to stay on the wall. And if you're not on the wall, you're going to have to get on the wall and stay on the wall. The Bible says in Hebrews 5:14, lay aside every weight and sin that easily besets you. Okay, now that you inspiring to take on a new concept, a new mindset, now that you're in the right frame of mind and you want to win in 2017, and you have made that a part of your declaration, and you've made it a part of your New Year's resolution, and you're ready to soar to new heights. Okay, now be mindful. Hebrews 5:14 says, lay aside the weights and the sin that easily besets you. I say that to let you know that those same sin, those same entrapments, those same people are going to come back to re-enter into your setting. And if you allow the giants, if you don't take care of them in 2016, they're going to reappear in 2017, and you will not win the race that God has set before you. I want to share a brief story before I go any further. I heard this story, and I want to share it because I believe it will really be a blessing to you. It's about this brother and this sister. They were playing in the house one day, and the brother broke something that belonged to the father. So for the next several months, the daughter, the sister, she would antagonize him about that thing that he broke that belonged to the father. So every time he wanted to go out and play with his friends, every time he wanted to do something, she would bring that thought back to him. She says, I'm going to tell daddy if you don't do this for me, if you don't do that. He got so sick and tired of her. He would get his baseball and he would get his gloves. His friends would be calling out for him to come and play. And she would be at the end of the step in that big red wagon. And she says to him, if you don't pull me around the block, I'm going to tell daddy what you did. I'm going to tell daddy what you broke. I come to tell you today, if you keep allowing, if you don't confess that sin, if you don't confess it to the Lord, the enemy will continue to enslave you. He will continue to antagonize you because you know it's there and you are dealing with it. So he keeps you in bondage. So you are not free. You are walking around with weights on you and you feel entrapped. You are in prison. But the Bible says in Hebrews 5:14, lay aside those weights. Confess your faults. Confess them to God. You know what? I got this concept in my head. Even the things that I am not aware of, I confess them to the Lord on a daily basis. Secret sins, anything, Lord, that hinders me from your will, God, take it out. Cleanse me, renew me, strengthen me, prepare me a sanctuary, tried and true, just for you, God. Permeate me, cleanse me, wash me, that I might do the will that you called me to do. These hindrances are like dead weight, and they come to entrap you. So confront those today. Confront those, whatever it is, whoever you have offended, confront those today. And then I want you to take down the giants. You can no longer keep me in bondage. You can no longer enslave my mind. You can no longer enslave my spirit, because I've confessed those things to my God. Now God promised to throw them in the sea of forgiveness, never to return again. So that's how you confront. That's how you take down the giants. So that brings me to point number three. That brings me to point number three. It's time to stay on the wall. It's time to stay on the wall. Amen. And I want you to understand here, staying on the wall, it's going to mean that you must be consistent. Be consistent with your work. Be consistent with the plan of God for your life. And I want to also remind you that there will be detours along the way. And I just want you to relax and find another route, because the enemy comes in with a spirit of anxiety, frustration, and aggravation to get you off track. So stay on the wall. Be consistent to the work that God has planned for your life. You know, Matthew 25 tells us about the parable of the talents. The Bible says that God gave one man five, he gave one man three, and he gave one man one. And he gave them those talents, and he said to them to go out and use those talents. Okay, let's bring it in layman term. The talents that God has given us, he's given them to us to build, and he's given them to us to affect and influence the lives of other people. Build the kingdom of God by building influence among other people. Okay, he came back to receive from those men the five. He got five more. From the three, he received three more. From the one, he didn't receive anything. Which are you today? You're holding your gift and you're coveting other people's gifts and you're not using what God has given you, and you feel your gift is insignificant to the plan and the will of God. That doesn't make sense. The Bible said he gave them to them according to his will, according to his will, according to God's will. God has given us gifts for the work of the kingdom, to build the kingdom of God and to influence the lives of other people through inspiration and through empowerment, okay? So we do that. We use those gifts to build the kingdom of God. Whatever those gifts are, we need to identify them. If you're going to win, you need to identify your gifts. And if you're going to identify your gifts, you need some time alone between you and God. You need to build a relationship with God, build a rapport with God, so that you will be able to hear his voice and you will be governed according to his leading. So that's how you're going to stay on the wall. Then you're going to have to be consistent. You know, if it doesn't come to pass today, then you stay the course. Stay the course. Be faithful in all you're doing. Get understanding as to who you are and whose you are. The Bible says that you were created in Christ Jesus for his good pleasure. The Bible also says that God created man and woman, and he blessed them, and he told them to multiply and subdue. He told them to have dominion. He told them to go forth and have dominion. God has given us that same anointing. He's given us that same mandate. And then he's given us gifts. He's given us talents so that we can do that which he's called us to do. So you've been created for purpose, with purpose, and for purpose. Created with purpose and for purpose. Not only to be, but also to do. So I want to go a little further by telling you, I want you to see the truth in the Word of God. Whatever I teach or whatever I bring to you, I want to bring it with biblical references so that you can go back and get the nuggets from the Word of God yourself. Nehemiah 4. But it so happened when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, that he was furious and very indignant, and he mocked the Jews, and he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria, and said, "What are these feeble Jews doing? Will this fortify themselves? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they complete it in one day, or will they revive the stones from the heap? Now Tobiah, an Ammonite, was beside himself and said, whatever they built, even if the foxes go up on it, it will break down, and the wall. Verse 4 says, hear our God, for we are despised. Turn their reproach on their own heads and give them as plunder to the land of captivity. Do not cover their iniquity and do not let their sins be blotted out before you, for they have provoked you to anger before the builders. So we built the wall, and the entire wall was joined together up to the half of its height, for the people had a mind to work. Verse 7 says, and now it happened when Sanballat, Tobiah, Ammonites, the Ashuronites, heard that the walls of Jerusalem was being restored and the gaps were beginning to close, that they became very angry, and all of them conspired together to come and attack Jerusalem and create confusion. Nevertheless, we made our prayer to God, and because of them, we set a watch against them day and night. Verse 10 says, and then Judah said, the strength of the laborers is falling. Please, I'm a little hoarse today. And there is so much rubbish. We are not able to rebuild the wall. Verse 11 says, and our adversary says, they will neither know nor see anything till we come into their midst and kill them and cause their work to cease. Verse 13 says, therefore, I position men behind the lower parts of the wall. At the opening, I set people according to their families, with their swords and spears and their bows. And I looked and arose and said to the nobles, to the leaders, and to the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, great and awesome, and fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. Verse 15 says, and it happened when our enemies heard that it was known to us that God has brought this plot to nothing, and all of us returned to the wall, everyone to his work. So it was from that time on, those who built on the wall, and they carried the burden, they carried the load themselves in their hands, and they worked to construct the wall. And I'm going to close with verse 21. So we labored in the work, and half of the men held the swords from daybreak unto the stars appeared. At the same time, I also said to the people, let each man and his servant stay at night in Jerusalem, so that the work will be completed. Well, the moral of the story is that the people of God was hindered from worship. They were hindered from worshiping God. Okay, that was their moral right. They were hindered by the opposing enemy. They were hindered from worshiping. So they came together on one accord to build the wall of Jerusalem, so that they would have a place to worship God. You know, today we don't have to build walls to worship God, because he said, they that worship me in the spirit, we worship him in the spirit and in truth. They that worship me must worship me in the spirit and in truth. So that's how we worship God today. And, of course, we have corporate worship where we go into our churches and we worship God on one accord. But during this time, they did not have that privilege. So they had to find a place to worship God. And they were opposed by the enemy. And that's just like Satan. He seeks whom he may devour. And they did not like the fact that the people of God came together to build this wall, to alienate them from the attack. So what they construct was a very strategic plan. And I'm telling you this because I want you to understand, if you're going to stay on the wall, you're going to have faith. You have to have faith in what you're building. You have to have faith in what you're building and who's inspiring you to build what you're building, okay? So they were building someplace to worship God. Many of you are building your ministries. You're building your companies. And we know that God is backing you because it is his will that you have a place to take care of your family. It is his will that you build the kingdom of God. It is his will that you use your gifts and your talents to influence the kingdom of God. So any one of these areas is where God wants you. And when you know this and you know the word of God pertaining to whatever you're building in this season or whatever you're inspiring to build in 2017, I want to give you the upper hand. Know that your enemy is the adversary and he seeks whom he may devour. And when you make up in your mind that you're going to build what God has given you to build, then you're going to have to be strategic. You're going to have to be faithful. You're going to have to be consistent. And when I say consistent, I mean though it tarries, you're going to have to wait for it. You're going to have to write the vision and make it plain. You're going to have to speak to the vision until the vision speaks to you. You're going to have to be strategic about it. You're going to have to visit it on a daily basis. Sometimes you have to visit that vision momentarily. You have to come back and you have to vision that thing and you have to visualize it. You have to speak it until it comes into fruition, because the Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So what I'm saying to you, you're going to have to speak life into your vision. If you speak life into it, it will form. But your words bring it into formation. You know, I've built several businesses. And it was during that season of building. And I want to share this. I want to be very transparent with you. It was tiresome sometimes. And just like the people of God here, it was heartbreaking sometimes. When you put it together and when you sacrifice so much for your vision and you're waiting on God to answer you and you're waiting on it to come to pass, and it does not. It does not. Or you have to wait and wait and wait. But the thing that kept me... The thing that kept me steadfast and unmovable and always abiding was the word of God. Excuse me for a second. The thing that kept me unmovable and steadfast was the word of God. What does God say about this? Then I had to go back. Why am I doing what I'm doing? You know, I had to check my motive. Was I doing this for people, or was I doing this to the glory of God? Was I building what God had given me? Am I using the talents and the vision God had given me? And then when I was able to form all that in my understanding, that this is a God thing, and this is God that's doing it, therefore, I must rely on God and him only. And that's what happened to the people of God in Nehemiah's day. They were building this that they could worship God, that they could reverence him. It was their right to reverence God. It was their right to worship God. So they build the city. They build this wall to keep the enemy out. But I want to also caution you. If you build whatever you're building, if the enemy is not fighting you, you better go back and check what you're building. Because when you build what God, when you start to build what God calls you to build, there will always, and I mean always, be opposition. Opposition from within and opposition from without. There will always be opposition. Nehemiah and his people had to deal with the opposition within the camp, okay? They were sleeping with strange bedfellows, you know, the ones that say that I'm with you, but then when the rubber meets the road, then they have a problem with what you're doing. Okay, he had to come to grips that the enemy fights not only from without, but the enemy fights within. So he had to deal with that. Then he had to deal with the opposition outside the camp. The opposition outside the camp. Tobiah and Sanballat, you know, they were over there and they were marking them. And the world, you know, they look at the kingdom of God. They look at the body of believers. And, you know, a lot of times they laugh and they make mockery and, you know, Hollywood is making mad money off the body of Christ, off the church, because so oftentimes it looks as if we're just speaking to the wind, and it looks as if God is not going to hear us. But I come to tell you today, we're going to have to do what Nehemiah and his men did. They had to strategize. They had to use a strategy. First of all, in the strategy, you got to close out. You got to close out negativity. You've got to close out the negativity if you want to win in 2017. You're going to have to shut it down. Somebody say, shut it down. You're going to have to shut it down if you want to do what God has called you to do. If you want to do what God has called you to do. So they did grow weary. So they did grow weary. But the Bible says the wall was built. So they did grow weary. So you are grown weary. But if you be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the things of God, you will win in 2017. So I come to tell you today, dream again, write again. Sing again, promote again, use those talents in every area of your life, because there will come a time when God will revisit you to see what you have done with the talents he has given you. Do not be like the one servant that hid his under the stone. You are to multiply, multiply your influence in the earth. Multiply your giftings in the earth so that God will get the glory out of your life. This was the process Nehemiah used to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. It was difficult, and as I've stated, it was back-breaking because they had to work day and night, but they were consistent. They were consistent. Can you imagine working and watching? And that's another thing I want you to understand. And I want to talk about just a few things before I close as to how this looks, how this should look. Okay. First of all, he strategized a defense. The best defense for the offense. The best defense is a good offense, is what I wanted to say. And this is how he strategized it. This is how he strategized it. First, they were prayerful. Then they were alert. Then they were prepared. Then they were watchful. And then they were determined. So what are you doing in this season to make sure that you're steadfast and unmovable? In 2017, you must be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the works of the Lord. Well, that concludes my time with you. I just wanted to come briefly just to remind you that you have to confront the giants, that you have to take the giants down, and that you have to stay on the wall. Be consistent. God bless you. I love you. And remember, this has been your wake-up call. God bless.
Go to the.
You got it.
Break it. Break every chain. Yeah.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power. There is power
in the name,
in the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain,
break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising.
There's an all.